It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Hello, everybody, as I'm dropping things on the floor. Happy Monday to you. Today is March 25th, 2024, and we are smack in the middle of an eclipse in the sign of Libra. We're getting near Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries. Mercury will be going retrograde on the 1st of April. And that Aries energy, I feel it. I feel the anxiety running through my bones, running through my blood. I woke up this morning with my head pounding. Usually the eclipse energy will do that to me. Full moons, eclipse, give me the major headache. Thank God it's going away. It's all this wild energy. It's just like, whoa, what do I do with this, you know? And how do I make sense of what I'm feeling and what's going on? And I'm sure all of you are feeling this as well. Welcome to the show. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions that you have. Just post your question in the chat room. If I don't see it, Jay will definitely send me a private message and give me your question. I'll be answering it live on air. I have my cards. I'm ready to go. The show is, we're obviously going to talk about the eclipse energy, the Libra energy, the pending retrograde coming up and what that's all bringing into our lives. And we're going to discuss all that. But, you know, this show is really going to be about you. It's going to be about, you know, where you need support and, you know, questions that you have to ask me, would like to ask me. I'm open and willing and ready to answer. So I'm jumping into the chat room to say hello. Hey, Quelly, to you too. Renee is here. Wonderful to see you. Hello, Erica. Yes, to you too. Thank you so much. Hello, John. How are you? Hey, Elizabeth. How are you? Wonderful to see you in the chat room. So yeah, the chat is open for your questions. So feel free to post during the show. Oh, where to even begin? So we got that wild energy out there, and the pending retrograde. Like it, you know. I guess we're in the shadow phase of it. Which is, you know, I mean, it starts to shake things up. I think it's been kind of moving in that direction since around the 18th or so. But, you know, Aries energy, it's so fast moving, right? So it's like, whew, you start to feel that shift, you know, especially when the sun goes into Aries, that you definitely feel the difference between Aries and Pisces, that's for sure. It's very, very different. I definitely feel the shifts. If I forget what's going on, I'm like, I can feel into my body and say, what the hell is going on astrologically? You know, I feel like I'm shaking inside almost. But yeah, so eclipses are interesting aspects because they move us into a place where we're almost being jolted and moved into not so much making decisions, but well, sometimes the decisions are made for us during eclipses. Which is, you know, jarring for a lot of us, that's for sure. But I think that this kind of energy can be obviously very useful for all of us, but it can be, like I said, jarring. So it's like, you know, what is the eclipse bringing to us? What is the awareness? What is the decision? What decisions haven't we made, right? All in Libra fashion. But it's like, I realize that for myself, I've been kind of going through the motions of things that have presented themselves to me over the past 3 months or so. And I've been in it, but like I woke up this morning thinking, you're in it, Christina, but like, are you fully in it? Are you fully accepting of what's going on? Are you following your desires? You know, and sometimes it's like when you ask yourself that question, sometimes I think we forget to ask ourselves those questions, like, what do I really desire? You know? And sometimes it's all like we're making decisions based on like what people think or what society says that we should do or all those things. But we forget to sit back and say, what is it that I actually desire? And sometimes that leaves a big question mark and leaves us standing there like, you know what? I've lived my life in a way where I have made decisions based on outside circumstances and other people, key players in my life, but have I made decisions that were based more on my own desires, you know? And I think that that is a really big theme right now for a lot of us is like, what do I desire, you know? And why am I so afraid to make a decision? Or you know what? Some of us just realize, like, I haven't really fully made a decision to be in this said thing. But if you look around at the choices and the way that you're behaving, you can see that it's clear that you haven't fully made that decision. And I think that sometimes we have to take a peek and a look at, well, why haven't I made that decision? You know, why haven't I done that? And I think that that is such useful information to ponder. And to really get back to that question of what is it that I desire? And if I don't really know what I desire, then that is so telling in itself, you know, because it means that we have been living a life that has come from a place of all that outside noise and what other people want of us or other people think that we should do, what society tells us we should do. And we're not really coming from that authentic place of what is it that I want to do? And why haven't I been doing it? You know, I had to kind of take a look at that within myself these past couple of days. I had to, you know, look at what decisions I was making and having to really start to understand, like, where are these decisions coming from? Are they coming from my desires or are they coming from what everybody else thinks that I should do? And it's funny because there's these couple of decisions that I have to make. I mean, they're not like urgent that I have to make them in like the next day or two, but they are piling up. So in other words, like the energy is piling up on me. And the results of not making a decision or making the old decision and doing the comfortable route of what everybody else thinks I should do is really piling up on my energy field right now. And it's like, I'm really looking at that versus my desire. And then when I switch over to, well, I don't care what other people think, and I want to do what I desire, what feels good to me. Now I'm being faced with, well, what else has stopped me from doing these said things or making this decision? You know, what is holding me back personally, other than what other people think or what society says I should do? Like on a personal level, I'm digging into that. Where's the fear? What's holding me back from making this decision? And I think that a lot of us and most of us, all of us probably don't make decisions because we're afraid to make the wrong decisions. But making no decision is really making a decision, right? So it's like I'm opening up to this place that says I'm going to take responsibility for my own desires and my own foot forward in this, and what will be, obviously. I can't have total control over what will be, but I can make decisions, you know, based on my desire and see what happens. A lot of the times when we make decisions based on our desires, we open up these doors that are just unbelievable. And sometimes doors slam in our face and we get told no and rerouted somewhere completely different, right? But either way, making that decision opens up a world that needs to be opened up. You know, we're not being like suspended in air and repeating the same mistakes over and over. So, you know, it sounds like a riddle, right? It feels like one in my system. But yeah, I think a lot of that is coming up for us, you know, and I think that in the sign of Libra, it is really for a lot of us based on, you know, relationships and our relation to other people and, you know, how relationships with other people affect us in the long run and us making decisions based on that and, you know, not feeling bad for making decisions that are putting ourselves first. I think a lot of us feel guilty for that, for sure, when we put ourselves first. Hang on a second. I got some notes here that I wanted to, but of course, you know, here we go. Oh, there we go. I got them. Okay. Oh, no, those are last week notes. I thought I had them, but I don't. All right, let me jump back into the chat room and see what you guys are doing there. Top comments, all comments. I think that's what we have to click on to get this going. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Tiffany. Wonderful to see you. Oh, I'm sorry you're not feeling well, Tiffany. I think sometimes our systems get a little depleted because there's just so much going on, right? And sometimes we just need that time out for sure. Hi, Miriam. It's so nice to see you. Good morning to you as well. Hello, Maureen. Wonderful to see you. Let's see. The full moon was a bright one for sure. I know I was having a little bit of trouble going to sleep last night, but once I fell asleep, I was sleeping, that's for sure. It was one of those heavy sleeps. Hard to get up this morning. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, me too, Maureen. Trying to just keep it all together, right? Wanting to know where you should focus. Feel a little out of sorts. Yeah. Well, I think you're heading in the right direction as far as the detaching, because that's what first came up when I read your question is, you know, really rewriting these relationships and pulling back and doing things in a different way that say, you know, I'm going to make decisions based on my own desires and I'm going to allow these other things to just work themselves out. You're doing the most perfect thing right now. Pulling back is exactly what I was going to tell you to do. I know it's difficult when it comes to our children, Maureen, because I have the exact same lesson in front of me with my little Gemini. And it's, you know, it's difficult because as mothers, we want to just be there and help. And we can see our children moving in certain directions that are difficult, and we want to jump in there and say, oh my God, you've got to do this because of that. And, you know, it's just instinctual and always something that we're going to do as mothers. But that's the general consensus of your reading is for you to pull back and allow things to unfold, allow people to make their own mistakes. And that, you know, like I said, as mothers, that's so difficult. But yeah. You know, of course, we're not going to completely detach because there are children, but for the most part, just kind of let things flow and let them play it out. Don't get involved in the drama. And yeah, Easter dinner. Just put a big smile on your face and just yes everybody to death and let everybody make their own decisions. And you make decisions based on what's good for you. That's my advice. And I think that you're doing a great job of it already. I think instinctually you already know where to go with that whole thing. So slowly pulling back and also the spirit world is saying, you know, this is happening in a lot of relationships in your life, you know, and you know, probably with, you know, your other children. So it's like there's big decisions that they have to make. And sometimes it's so difficult to sit back and watch them make these decisions because we might not be aligned or in agreement with them, but we just have to hope for the best and know that every one of us has a group of guides and angels that are around us. And even though we might be walking down a road that one of our children may be walking down a road, or somebody close to us might be walking down a road that might look a little more difficult than it has to be, we have to honor their lessons in life. You know, we can't change it for them, you know. And that, like I said, that's no easy task as a mom, but that's your message, sweetheart. I hope that helps. But I think that you're doing a really good job instinctually on your own. Yeah, that's for sure. Hi, Karen. Wonderful to see you. Hey, Jennifer. So nice to see you. Happy lunar eclipse to you. Wonderful to see you here in the chat room. Yeah. So, I mean, I think for all of us, making decisions for ourselves are hard enough, and managing our own lives. And especially when we're parents, it's like, oh, my God, you know, when they're little, you know, we're in charge of their lives and we're making decisions for them. And when we have to make that split, you know, I always say to my kids, I got to throw you out of the nest. It's time to kick you out of the nest. You have got to figure this out on your own. And it's difficult. It's just so hard because you're so used to being there and guiding them and helping them make decisions. And when they turn into adults, you have to find that equilibrium. You have to find that balance, right, of when to step in and when not to. And when to, you know, because a lot of the times we just want to save them and make things all right for them. And moving into an even balance with that has been not an easy task for me as a mother, as a parent. So I know that it's, you know, it's difficult for all of us. And, you know, I did it with my oldest and it was a little painful, but, you know, at one point I had to kind of release myself in a big way. But it, thank God it, you know, it turned out to be, pretty amazing. And now I'm going through it with my twins who are 22 years old and, you know, I'm looking at one of them and, you know, the decisions that she's making in her life. And I'm just like biting my tongue because I want to say so much, but I also want her to have her experience and make her own mistakes and, you know, learn in the way that she needs to. Of course, if she ever needed me and, you know, there were things going down, I'd be there for her in a heartbeat. But I'm just letting her have the human experience and letting her know that I fully support her and her decisions. And if she falls, I'm here. But, you know, I'm not going to be that parent that tries to, you know, control everything because that gets exhausting, you know, and been there, done that. So letting go and allowing people, and this doesn't even have, this can pertain to all different types of relationships, you know, and, you know, letting go and letting people experience life in the way that they need to can be very freeing for both parties, right? And like I said, it doesn't have to do with, it could do with any type of relationship. It doesn't necessarily have to do with, you know, child parent. It could be in any scenario. I know that a lot of people for this eclipse have been experiencing and looking at the way that they deal with relationships that they're in and what they're doing to support these relationships and how it's no longer working for them anymore. And, you know, evolve or repeat keeps coming to mind when it comes to this energy of the eclipse. It's like we get to look at things and say, am I going to repeat this? And when we go on repeat mode for the way that we're residing in certain relationships and we're in repeat mode, having to do what we need to do to stay present in that situation that's not making us happy leads to all kinds of things that can be unhealthy for us, right? You know, that's where addictions form from, really, is from, you know, living a life that is not authentic to ourselves and feeling like we're doing things for other people and not our own happiness. So that's the repeat mode. And then evolving, which, you know, these types of astrological events push us. Sometimes during the eclipse seasons, we have no choice but to evolve, because we get, you know, pushed out of something, or something just implodes in front of us, or the energy just gets so heavy within our own energy systems that we just can't tolerate it anymore. And it really kind of forces us into making a choice. And hopefully we're making the choice from our desires and not making the choice just because we think we need to, right? Like, I'm going to make this choice and I don't know what the hell is going to happen. But or giving it like the type of energy that says, I'm going to make this choice and this better happen as a result of it, right? Yeah, we have to be mindful of the choices that we make, where they come from, and the kind of agenda that we push forward when we're making these choices, that's for sure, because it really does light up the energy that follows after that. But the evolve or repeat, you know, repeating is painful, and it brings us back into old habits and things that we do to get by. And then, you know, evolving is a scary thing. It's a, you know, it's a, I don't, you know, I think that sometimes it's proper to leap without looking and just jump into something blindly and trusting in the universe. So that's proper. That's something that is called for sometimes, and sometimes not. Sometimes jumping blindly into it is not. Sometimes we have to kind of make a decision based on, you know, this is what I desire, this is what I want. It doesn't mean we're going to get it, right? It doesn't mean it's going to work out perfectly, but we can make decisions based on our desires, because I think a lot of us feel guilty to do that, right? We just feel guilty to say, this is what I desire, this is what I want, this is what's going to make me happy. We feel selfish doing that, you know? But I think that evolving versus repeating, I think the pain is kind of equal, right? Because being afraid to evolve and move forward can be painful, but it also opens up a lot of lessons for all of us. And like, oh, I made this decision and look at all, I'm so worried about what people are going to think of me. But you know what? They'll be on to something else, you know, soon after. So don't worry. You'll get boring and they'll be on to something else. So, but also, you know, there's fears that are inside of us when it comes to making decisions that are, you know, we don't exactly know what's going to happen, but we do know that the pain of making the same decision is deadening us inside. So I think a lot of the times during these eclipse seasons, that could bring forth that kind of energy where it's like, you know what? I don't want to repeat this. I can't repeat this again. I can't watch this same exact movie over and over again because I know how it ends. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the eclipse and the upcoming retrograde in the sign of Aries. You're listening to 1-2 Radio, and I'm your host, Christina LaFrance. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening live to the Christine LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. We're talking about all the astrological craziness that's going on planetarily right now. We're talking about eclipse energy and a little bit of, you know, the retrograde that is, you know, upcoming in the sign of Aries. And, you know, I was just reading over my notes about, you know, the full moon lunar eclipse and, you know, the lunar eclipse, you know, can have a way of bringing dysfunctional areas of our lives to our attention. Emotions and realizations can feel really big around this time. And then a plan can actually start to be put into place, you know, through events and circumstances and epiphanies after the time of the eclipse, you know, that we can learn that we need to be, get in touch with our needs for a stronger connection with others. And we can feel more fulfilled, right? We need to acknowledge and embrace our need for others, but also the balance that needs to be in place, you know? So it's really bringing up for a lot of us, and I've seen this in a lot of the readings that I've been doing lately and talking to family and friends, that there's, you know, been this Libra theme about balance and compromise in relationships. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we're doing a said thing in a relationship and a relationship is based on a said thing and it's, you know, going a certain way. But, you know, just like we talked about the parent-child relationship, it's, you know, we can kind of use that for every relationship that we're in. We have to look at these relationships and how they are outdated. A lot of them, a lot of the ways that we're residing in relationships, in marriages, in friendships, in, you know, even work relationships are just really outdated and unbalanced. And it's moving us, you know, during the eclipse season to start to understand that. Where are we compromising too much? Where are we hooked into these relationships that are no longer desirable for us? And you know, the desire part is it should be discussed a little bit. Let's get into detail about it a little bit because, you know, there is a point in time where these relationships that need to be rewritten, we need to rewrite the way that we are in relation to certain people, certain jobs, you know, whatever, scenario that's going on in your life that is, coming up to question for you during this season, during this eclipse is, you know, we have to realize that at some point in time, it did suit us. At some point in time, we took on that relationship and agreed to the terms within the confine of that relationship for a very good reason. And I think that that's really important to point out here because if we don't examine our own reasoning behind being in that relationship, we really are super focused on the outside, blaming the circumstances on the outside for the whole thing taking place and really not embracing our participation. I'm not saying that we have to point the finger at ourselves and blame and you know, look at ourselves in a way that is demeaning and say, well, you know, you've been putting up with this or, you know, none of that nonsense. But really looking at it from a very metaphysical point of view and where we were within our systems at that time. So, you know, there might have been a point in time in your life where, all right, let's just use a job as a, we'll use a couple of different examples, but let's start out with a job as an example. Let's just say that you're involved in a job that you've been in for, I don't know, 10, 20 years. It's been a long time. And this job was very demanding. And you have this boss that just can't live without you. And you know that you're being taken advantage of. You know that you're being pushed to your limits. But at some point in time during this interaction with this job, at different points of the years that you were there, it really was feeling good in your system to be that needed by somebody, right? Like this, my boss can't get through the day without me. I'm his eyes, ears, nose. I'm everything to this person. This person couldn't make a move without me, you know, and stop there, right? We don't need to broaden that at all, because I think you guys will get it just from that one thing. Is like, stop right there and do the self-examination. That's what got you there. That's what got you there. And it's not to, you know, be down on yourself about it, but that's what was currently in your system. It was the actual perfect classroom for you. It's what you needed to feel whole as a person, or feel into your self-worth in a way that this person needs me so much. Now interject that into a marriage or a friendship, right? You can do that. You totally can do that. Or your relationship between your children. You can insert that into anything, right? And now 10 years have gone by and you're looking at your boss like, oh my God, you're a narcissist. You're a horrible human being. You take terrible advantage of me, right? And the rite of passage might be to go through a point in time where you feel depleted and taken advantage of, and this person doesn't treat me right. And ultimately, you need to go through that part of it, right? To get to where you need to be. But ultimately, it's really about focusing and understanding that that was a perfect classroom at the time. I've outgrown the classroom. And listen, during that time, you know, unbeknownst to you, you might not have even realized it, you know, insert whatever the scenario is into your energy, you know, you're putting up with the, you know, with a marriage that's similar to that, a job, something with your children, whatever, friendships, you know, understand that during that time, there are all these different things that start to emerge from you in order for you to put up with that said thing, right? So you might be overeating, you might be over complaining, you might have gotten very victim-y and had a lot of negative self-thought, self-talk as a result of that, whatever. I don't, you know, insert it, you know? All of this stuff comes up to play as you try to pull away from this thing, right? And it's like a lot of people don't connect the dots with that. They don't realize that this said place that you put yourself in, that put this tremendous amount of responsibility on you, right? And it, you know, it could be tremendous responsibility from a job, from a marriage, from your children. Like I said before, insert it anywhere because it fits beautifully everywhere, you know? And it puts a tremendous amount of stress on us, and it pulls on us. And, you know, when we connect the dots to see what we're doing to survive in these certain circumstances, that's when we get to look at all these bad habits. Like, oh, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't lose weight. You know how many people come to me and they release themselves from a horrible job that was killing them, or a relationship or friendship or whatever. It's all the same. It's the same energy. And they all of a sudden are like, Christina, I dropped 30 pounds and I didn't even try to. And it's like, yeah, because you dropped that weight of what was keeping you, right? What was keeping you hostage in that, you know, keeping your energy so stagnant, kept you having to, you know, rely on, you know, maybe overeating or overindulging in sugar or whatever, or just not having the energy to move a lot because you were being pulled down by that harsh energy of the circumstance that was in your life, right? We get to start to connect all those dots. I've had people that have left marriages. I myself left a very long marriage and felt like a brand new person as a result of it. I think that sometimes we get so used to drowning in this certain energy because we don't feel like we have a choice, and we're not operating in our lives out of our own desires. We don't even know what the hell our own desires are. Some of us have been living our entire lives not knowing what our own desires are because we just weren't the way that we were raised, and the things that we saw, the people that took care of us and raised us. They didn't know what their own desires were. They couldn't teach us to live life via our desires, right? And culture tells us and society tells us that that's selfish, right? I mean, it can be to a certain point, but no. Selfishness can be a good thing at times for sure. It's got to be an equal balance. Libra energy, all about balance. What are your relationships to this world and to your life? What kind of balance is there? You know, that's what this energy comes up to make us aware of. And, you know, through events and circumstances and epiphanies from this eclipse, we learn that we need to get in touch with our needs for a stronger connection to others to feel fulfilled. We need to acknowledge and embrace our needs for others for balance and for compromise. We become aware of where we have been overdoing our independence, me focus, or where we haven't been, you know. Sometimes we're, you know, on the other spectrum, the me focus at the expense of other people. And sometimes it's at the expense of us. And, you know, we got to kind of figure that out. We have to figure out some kind of equal balance in our relationships, you know. And I think that, you know, these eclipses and full moons and these astrological aspects they're just so helpful to magnify pre-existing problems, you know, that so we can bring things back to balance, right? Especially in the sign of Libra. What we should really be focusing on is, you know, allowing for this energy to sit with us and not try to figure it all out in one swoop, like, oh, you know, the eclipse was today and I'm going to have this all figured out by tomorrow. That's not how it happens. It unfolds. You have these little messages that come forth to you and bring in awareness a little bit at a time. Otherwise, it would burn your system out completely, right? So be patient with what's happening and what you're feeling, and try to focus on yourself in terms of your body and what it's bringing up for you. And, you know, some of us woke up feeling sick. I woke up with a headache, so I know that I got to focus on what am I resisting right now too, right? And, you know, I think we're going to start doing a series about that. We're going to, I was going to start it today. I've been thinking about it for a couple of weeks, but in light of, you know, the astrological event that we were having today, I figured we'd talk about this, but it all kind of coincides. I think I'm going to start a series. I need to do a little more research and collect some data, but I want to do a series on how the body speaks to us, how our subconscious speaks through the body. You know, did you ever hear that book, The Body Keeps Score? Kind of along those lines of decoding the messages of the body is what we're probably going to call it, you know, because the body is in constant communication with us. The subconscious mind is constantly giving us messages through our body. And sometimes they're so subtle that we're not getting it, right? And sometimes they're not subtle. Sometimes they're great big huge, you know? And it's like the body really does give off a lot of warnings before they become great big huge. So I think, you know, a series about this is really important. And I think it's kind of fun to exchange stories and because listen, migraine headaches just don't have one reason why they happen to us. It's individual to all of us. So maybe we'll go through certain body ailments that are coming up and, you know, give our experiences or what we've learned about why, we've had migraines or we've, you know, back troubles and stuff like that. And, you know, not just make it one thing, but talk about many reasons why that could be evolving for you. Because, you know, it's obviously we're all individuals with different, you know, soul contracts. And we could give a couple of different examples because I think it's just so helpful to people who are just not getting it and not understanding it and saying, wow, well, this is why Christina was having migraines. And I never considered that for myself. I never considered the message that was coming forth from the subconscious. The body speaks and the body gives off messages. And, you know, we could kind of evolve it into dreams after that, do a series a little, a little small spinoff after that on Dreams, and because I'm so interested in that and I love it. Well, the symbolic messages behind these certain dreams that we all kind of have, because we all have like some very similar dreams that are giving us messages from the beyond. And it's like, it's so interesting because it could be different. I mean, some of them have distinct meanings and some of them, can go in different directions depending on what you're experiencing in your life. But I think that that's like super interesting. And I think you guys will think that's interesting too. So we're gonna start off, I think, next week with messages from the body and that are leaking from the subconscious and what our souls are trying to convey to us, So I think that'll be interesting. Let me jump off here. Let me get off my notes and go check you guys out and see what's happening. See if I missed any questions in the chat room. Let me see. Hang on, guys. All comments. I think that's what I'm supposed to be going on. I don't see anything new. Doesn't mean it's not there. Let's see top comments. Oh, so I just see one comment here. Hang on a second. So Karen's saying that fear holds her back. So I love that you put that symbolic message out to the universe that says, help me to release my fears. It's a beautiful symbolic gesture to the universe, and the universe loves a symbolism, right? Because it speaks to you that way. So it's a good start. I think that, Karen, when we're all as humans having, souls having this human experience, experiencing fear at some point in time of our lives, all of us do. And I think that, how we can start to unwind or take chances, because fear is always it's gonna constantly fluctuate in our lives as we start to upgrade and we start to move through certain passages in our lives and classrooms in our lives. We're always going to experience some type of fear. Fear of the unknown is just, it's part of being a human, right? And having that experience. But I think how I've in my life deal with fear is in a couple of different ways. But a blanket statement for it would be for acceptance. Like, whatever is happening in our lives that is making us fearful, or let's just say that there is a move that you probably want to make, but you're being held hostage and not making that decision because you're so fearful. It doesn't mean jump out and make the decision based on your fear, right? Feel the fear and do it anyway. That's appropriate sometimes. Sometimes it's not, right? It's not always appropriate, but it doesn't mean you have to do that if it's not appropriate to just do it anyway, because sometimes that energy can work against us. I practice acceptance of, and desensitize myself to different outcomes. That's how I do it, So if I make this decision and this happens, I got to get right with that within my system. And if I got to get right with this in my system. I think a lot of us make mistakes by either just jumping in with that really fearful energy, and that just causes more issues. And some of us will jump in, but we have to be guaranteed of an outcome, right? And we're forcing the universe, you've got to give me this outcome. And boy, that can blow up in our faces, right? So I think that for me, what has worked for me over the years is desensitizing myself to whatever will be, can I get behind all these different scenarios of what could happen, just accept it, if it blows up in my face and takes me on another route, can I get on board with that? Because I feel like anything we get on board with will lead us to a good place eventually, right? It's when we're fighting it is going to open up all those little side contracts and little classrooms to kind of learn from. And that's not a bad thing anyway, because, you know, sometimes we just need to learn, right? And we're learning from that classroom. But that's how I do it, Karen. I desensitize myself to all scenarios and get okay. But that could take some time, you know, because sometimes when you try on that garment of what, you know, the worst thing, like what's my worst fear in making this decision? What could happen when you try on that garment? It's a little painful, right? So yeah, that's definitely the way that I try to move through things that are fearful to me, you know? All right, let's see what else I can find here. I think if Jay saw anything that I didn't see, he would have put it. Let me just check Jay's messages to make sure I don't have anything here. Hang on, guys. Nope, I don't. So I don't think he's seen anything that I haven't. Okay. Let me just do one more refresh. What do you guys think about those upcoming shows that I plan on doing? Give me some give me some feedback on that. Oh, okay. Jay sent me something. Oh. Your relationship with your daughter, Karen, has fallen apart. Oh, honey. I'm sorry to hear that. Let me just throw some cards for you, sweetheart. Hang on. Karen, was there like a third party that like something happened with like someone else that kind of pushed things over the edge, or is it just a culmination, or is it both? Chat me back for that. Yeah, it's hard when we're at odds. And I think that, like, another message I'm getting for you is that sometimes things really have to fall apart. You guys have a happy outcome. You're going to be able to work this out. I think that sometimes things have to fall apart in a way that is a little painful, a little jarring for things to kind of come back together. So I definitely see it coming back together, though, honey. Let's see. Yeah, we got about 2 minutes. I just want to see if I see anything else. Let's see, most recent comments. Hi, Tara. You too, sweetheart. Glad you had a client. Good for you. Yeah, I could see that, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. I can see that the third party had a lot to do with what's happening, but you guys, it's going to come together. It's going to come back together for sure. And I'm sorry that you're going through that, but I think sometimes it needs to fall apart in this way so that it can come back together. Yeah, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I know that having things like that, what our children are, and I've been through it too, honey, and it's so hard. It really, it's like a sucker punch for sure. Yeah. Okay, sweetheart. Let's see if I see anything else. No, I don't. All right, guys. So we got about 1 minute left. I just want to say that I hope that you guys have a beautiful rest of the day, and that if things, listen, if just let the energy flow within you and let the universe speak to you, and let it speak to you without judgment for yourself or others. Just allow the information to come in, and allow it to come in, you know, in a way that you don't want to overwhelm yourself with too much of it. You know, try to look at things from a different perspective and look at it as your classroom. Try to remove the ego and the wounding and the this person hurt me and that person, and think about why some relationships may be falling apart to be put back together again, and what you can realize about how it was in the past versus where it needs to go. I hope you guys have a peaceful rest of the day. You've been listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. I'll see you guys back here next week. Take care.
It's the Christmas.